then, Gary, I think it would be fair to say that, that today couldn't have really gone much better, could it?
Yeah, we knew points are the most important part of it, and to get three, yeah, very pleased with that. But to get a performance on top as well, is that should give that encouragement to the players, that that extra bit of confidence you need, as well as the 3 points and a clean sheet, is that performance on top of it should give them the confidence of what I talked about, their capabilities. So they're very pleased from today. They deserve that, and I've been very pleased with them in the three games that they've had, and since we've come in, the attitude, and I talked about it, how committed they are, you could see that again today. So that's vital, and I still see a lot of improvement that we need to make, but I think with the way that they're working and the attitude towards the work as well, like, hopefully we can get that improvement in them and take that into the next 8 games as well.
Your strikers and your wide players were a threat throughout. Threat is something that Blues have struggled to come up with throughout this season, so again, that was something that got the fans on side early.
Yeah, and I think, especially in that first half, we had numerous chances, and we really, it wouldn't have been surprising if we were 2-3 up at half time and maybe have killed the game off at that point. So you know that half time, 1-0 is a scoreline against a team that's scored 7 in the last 2, and the threats that they have is always a dangerous situation. But the message was that we had to, start the second half how we started the first, and really on that front foot, and show that desire to make sure it was us that was winning all the nuts and bolts, but also to try and play as well. And then and we did that. We got an early goal, and then I think from that point we really looked comfortable, and we saw the game out. We got another goal, and yeah, a very good performance, very good 3 points. That was the be all and end all. That's the bottom line. But I thought from start to finish, not just the players, the crowd, even from the warm up. Speaking to the staff when they're coming in from the warm-up onwards, the crowd were into it, they were pushing the lads. The lads, as I said, it's a two-way thing. The lads have to then show that passion in the response and the performance, and we got that really right today, and I think that's great for the club and for everyone in Birmingham. I said all along, it's going to be all of us. We have to forget what anyone outside Birmingham thinks. We have to think about what we think inside Birmingham, and today it was all connected, which is great. We need to continue that.
I know you'll be reluctant to single out players, but I'm going to mention a couple, but first of all, Hotter, because everybody knows it's not been the easiest first season for him. But his finishing today, and not least the positions he was getting into to score those goals, that was very good for you.
Yeah, he was. We were fully effective offensively, and Jota, Mags, Lucas, Shea, and obviously the guys behind him, allowing him, winning the certain situations defensively to then free them up. The movement that we had was pleasing to see them come out in the game, and we were a threat all the way through, and especially in that first half we got ourselves in some really dangerous situations, and we put the pressure on them, and we wanted to do that. It's never easy. The conditions were strange. One of the strangest conditions I've obviously managed in, but I thought we adapted really well to those conditions, and all of them, the attacking players, we looked a threat, we defended very well, we deserved that clean sheet as well, especially probably last 10-15. It's quite natural when you haven't won for a while, that protective mindset in the last 10-15, whereas you want them to get carry on with that attack, it's the best way. But a clean sheet, 3 points, the most important, and a performance on top, which should give confidence to everyone.
And just the other from me, that a quick word for Wes Harding. So you've given him his league debut today. Bit of a worry when he got that early yellow card, but he's done okay.
Yeah, done very well. I'm very pleased for him, as the old team. Just felt with Wes, since I've come in, he's trained exceptionally well, and I felt with their wingers, their movement, having someone like Wes who has that pace, who has that tenacity in his defending, would help suit us in that situation. And I thought he did exceptionally well. A very proud moment for him and his family, and from all the lads, very pleased with that. And but as I said, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got the good thing about taking that win into this 2 weeks is, yes, the 3 points, but just the confidence, the atmosphere, the feeling to go to work in these 2 weeks, which we need to do, which we will do, to get ready for the next game. So, one win, important win, but we need many more wins as well.